Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Let's talk about what Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced today, a new return to normal, realigning her VAC to normal plan with CDC recommendations. Whitmer announced she's lifting restrictions on capacity limits for outdoor gatherings and increasing capacity for indoor gatherings to 50% as of June 1st. Additionally, 1 month later, on the 1st of July, she will lift capacity restrictions for indoor gatherings as well.
On July 1, that is when we will take our final step. We will lift the broad mask and gatherings order and will no longer impose broad mitigation measures during the pandemic, unless, of course, unanticipated circumstances arise. We do not expect that to happen. We look at this as the last moment of these types of orders.
Many in Michigan's business communities applauded the decision, but also asked Governor Whitmer to go further and address workplace rules and restrictions through the Michigan Occupational Safety and Health Administration, better known as MyOSHA. Here with a view from one of those business communities is Brian Calley. He's president of the Small Business Association of Michigan, also former lieutenant governor of our state. Brian Calley, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks, April. Great to be with you.
What sorts of employers would be receiving today's news with the greatest enthusiasm, do you think?
Well, there are certain industries that really haven't been able to operate in any meaningful capacity or way over the course of the last year. And that would be convention centers and wedding reception halls, any kind of gathering of people. And also, I think the fitness facilities, that's going to make a big difference for as well. But this is happening in tandem with a more broad allowance of office workers to come back to work. And there's a whole ecosystem of small businesses that exist to serve office workers and the traffic created by office workers in downtown areas. So I think that there are certain regions of our state that are about to take some big steps forward. And there are certain industries that have largely been static over the course of the last year, just waiting for their opportunity to begin their recovery.
Right. Brian, do you think that even with restrictions lifted, that some of your members might still plan on reduced capacity, some masks and distancing?
Well, there's two parts to this. So there's the public health orders that the governor addressed today, but the MyOSHA rules, the workplace safety rules, those have not yet been changed. So the employees of a business still, by and large, have to follow all the same rules as before, with the exception of the mask mandate if you're vaccinated, according to a statement that MyOSHA put out a couple of days ago. So this has created a lot of conflicts between the two different departments that are regulating the pandemic, and we're hopeful and, in fact, expectant. I think the governor hinted today that early next week we would see some updated MyOSHA rules, to try to align them better with the CDC guidance. And I think that will make a big, big difference in just the way that business owners and small businesses manage this pandemic.
So it seems like things might be a little bit strange for a while, or at least a little bit strained. And I'm wondering how the conversations have been going about this. I know you've got a conference coming up. Do you think that you'll be talking to people as they think about the road forward, about how they might address ongoing safety concerns with or without changes from MyOSHA, or do you consider that conversation closed?
I think by and large, business owners feel that they understand what they need to do. And, you know, they know their customers, they know their employees, and they're going to manage accordingly to it. So I don't think that mitigation strategies are totally in the rearview mirror after the government orders go away. But I think they'll look very, very different. The businesses will be free to set up the mitigation strategies that fit the risk tolerances and the risk profile of the business itself and the activities that the employees are involved in. And that'll be a big step forward, because that really is how it normally works. So you have minimum standards or guidelines that exist in the regulations. But when it comes to the day-to-day management of businesses, most of these decisions would not be managed so tightly by government. And thankfully, we're getting into a phase here, a stage of this pandemic, where those types of management decisions will go back into the hands of the business owner themselves.
Brian, the governor's made it clear that we're entering a period of much more personal responsibility. At the same time, Michigan's track record in this way does not look especially sterling, especially during that last surge and flare-up, starting in the thumb but really stretching to a lot of other communities. There is some evidence that people maybe do not adhere to the best health and safety practices when there is a flare-up. There have been a number of epidemiologists who expressed some surprise at the CDC recommendations. I mean, I know the governor is the governor, but do you really think that we have seen the last of public health restrictions for this year?
The one thing that I think that has been clear to me is that by keeping restrictions in place for such a prolonged period of time, I think has decreased the resiliency of people in terms of adherence to the rules and the guidelines. So I think as we move into the summer, where even without half of our population vaccinated last summer, the numbers went very, very low. So I think going into the summer saying, hey, instead of waiting until fall to loosen things up, we're going to do it at a time when the risk is lowest for our state anyway. And let's say something happens later on in the year. The fact that we had a break from all of these rules, I think will increase the likelihood that that if there is a need in the future for additional rules to come back, that people will be more willing to follow them. If we were to leave them in place all summer, even though there is really no indication that they're necessary, especially given our example from last year, I think that would do a big disservice for compliance overall with our population. This is the right time to take these actions, and then nobody can predict the future, and the governor still has all the tools in the toolbox that she needs if they're warranted going into the fall.
We've heard reports of many Michigan businesses, especially in retail and service industry, struggling to fill open positions. I'm thinking of landscaping companies, restaurants, again, storefronts, places where people generally are paid hourly. It's not a story that's unique to Michigan. What's going on?
We are seeing difficulties in nearly every industry. It is not just hourly workers. We're seeing it across the board in from professional positions to starting positions and entry-level positions. And employers are definitely responding. We see higher wages and benefits that are being offered than I've ever seen. I think that there is a transition that is about to occur that will make a big difference, and that is returning the work search requirement for unemployment. That went away about a year ago during the depths of the pandemic. The requirement to actively search for work while you are on unemployment went away. We have been told by the department that will be reinstated yet this month sometime. They said late May, so we're getting to late May now. I think that will make a pretty big difference to have that. You know, it's a safety net. It's an insurance policy. It's meant to help people when they're unemployed. But the end of the bargain traditionally that the employee has to keep is that they have to be available for and searching for work in order to qualify for unemployment help. I think that will make a big difference. But there are other issues too. We know that childcare options have diminished. We know that the way that work has settled into a different rhythm and routine through the pandemic is going to require, I think, some grace and some time to transition back to the expectations that we had before. But as we've seen with the last few months, that the available labor force has shrunk compared to pre-pandemic levels. So even though we see the unemployment level coming down, a big part of that is the fact that there are fewer people in the workforce in the first place. And I think that that's something that we're going to need to turn that trend around to see a full recovery in our state.
How do you do that? I mean, we hear anecdotally that some people who work in hourly wage jobs have had a moment of clarity during the pandemic. Maybe it was personal loss, maybe it was the family situation, or maybe it was just about money or an umpteenth irate customer, you know, who pushed them over the edge in an argument over masking, who knows. But some economists, you know, agree with you that there might be this cohort not returning. What can we do about that?
Well, I think that there's a lot of different approaches that we have to take. Part of it is education, helping people to upskill and get to a point where they have the types of skills to demand higher wages, make it more worth their while. That's the reason why things like the Reconnect plan and making community college tuition free is an important factor in this. I think we will have to deal with some of the changes in childcare. There are fewer options for childcare, and the cost is unaffordable. Part of that is public policy related, but part of it is just the nature of the pandemic. As that industry recovers, then I think that there'll be more options. There'll be more within reach for people to return to work. The state has also launched a tri-share model where employers, employees, and the state all pitch in to help employees under certain income levels afford childcare, high quality childcare. And so there are a lot of different facets to this question about how we get people back to work.
Brian Calley is president of the Small Business Association of Michigan and a former Michigan Lieutenant Governor. Brian, thanks so much.
Thanks, April. Great to be with you.